Well, as you say, a dreadful market day yesterday, largely because of the debate going. A debate is a kind way to describe what's going on in Washington over the debt ceiling at this point. And in the midst of all this doomsday talk, Armageddon, catastrophe, we get a brilliant kind of bright star of news. Just in the past hour, we got news that weekly jobless claims fell more than expected to the lowest level in 4 months. Joining us to help us understand this is our friend Mike Munger, professor of political science and economics at Duke University. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
You know, help me comprehend what's going on, because we've talked a lot about how economics is really a reflection of people and people's decisions. And what's going on in Washington has a lot of people in the economic industry very concerned. It has Wall Street investors concerned. So how do we then get this good economic news of the jobless numbers falling?
Well, John Maynard Keynes described it as animal spirits.
Yeah.
And what has happened is that new unemployment claims have fallen below 4 million people. And the number of people who are on benefits, not counting emergency benefits, is the lowest that it's been in a long time. So that looks like good news, but at best it's just a turning point. There's so much cash sitting on the sideline, and the reason is people are not sure what's going to happen to the debt ceiling. So we're balanced on a razor's edge. We actually could go back down if we can't solve the debt ceiling crisis and people just park their cash instead of investing it in creating new jobs. The bad thing, Celeste, is it takes at least a 4% growth rate for a full year to reduce the unemployment rate by 1%. We're at 9.2. So if we had 4% growth for a full year, we'd only be at 8.2.
Mm. We're speaking with Mike Munger, professor of political science and economics at Duke University. You know, I read in the headlines this morning, Mike, it said economists say anything under 400,000 is a sign of stable job growth. Are you one of those economists?
Sure. The Harry Truman said, give me a one-armed economist, because we always say, well, on the other hand, the problem might be discouraged workers. The way we measure unemployment is people who are looking for work. So people that have given up looking for work no longer count. I don't think we can read too much into this trend until we find out whether people are just sitting on their hands and have given up.
Okay, but then how am I supposed to absorb this? Am I supposed to feel like this is good news, or are you kind of telling me that it's not really good news?
You know, what I want to say is this is great news. Everybody go out and buy stuff. Employers go out and hire people. But the problem is the food fight in Washington makes us think, why? These people are crazy.
Well, and even more than that, at this point, if we do default on our debt, we're told, and we've had this as part of our discussion this morning, we're told that could actually result in a large number of layoffs, that we could actually see the unemployment number rise if the United States defaults on its debt, and that makes interest rates rise.
The reason that that's so dangerous is that no one is predicting it. If you look at the term structure of interest rates, treasuries are still selling for 30 years at 4%. There's no risk premium. Gold is going up, but it's not skyrocketing. So the places that you would look for risk to be capitalized in market prices, it's not there. Everybody's predicting that this is professional wrestling, a kabuki dance. They'll fix it at the last moment. If they don't, it really will be a catastrophe because no one believes them.
Mike, which is it? Professional wrestling or kabuki dance? It can't be both.
I was trying to be multicultural.
Yeah.
I think professional wrestlers could probably do kabuki theater.
I'd hate to see it, though, with those little outfits.
I would hate to see it.
All right. So, Mike, you're talking about a lot of different ways in which we don't – this number is in some way voodoo economics, right? I mean, you're saying that this number isn't necessarily representative of the true picture of employment in the nation. Right?
Right. It's not. In June, we only had 18,000 new jobs. We all thought that we're going to die. Now, just a month later, we're saying, oh, it's great.
Okay. But if that's the case, then why? What is the measure we need to be looking at? If it's not this weekly jobless claim number that Kelly Evans of the Wall Street Journal says she's obsessed with, what is the number we should be watching?
That's as good as any. The question is it the start of an upturn? And the reason that it's not is we haven't solved the debt crisis problem. I'm an optimistic person. I actually think this is a very good sign. The problem is that it can still fall apart. It's very fragile because it's based on animal spirits and human psychology, where we're not sure what's going to happen in the near future.
Mike Munger, professor of political science and economics at Duke University. Mike, you keep stubbornly coming back to that debt ceiling negotiation. I'd really like to forget about it and think that maybe all that stalemate in the government isn't going to have a catastrophic effect on our national economy.
You could just stick your fingers in your ears and go, la, 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 la.
That, you're saying that's not a good strategy?
No.
Okay. All right. So the question then is that even if this is a good sign, even if this weekly jobless claims, and again, to repeat, it fell more than expected to the lowest level since early April. Even if this is a good sign, you're saying that what happens in Washington could derail the small amount of economic progress this represents?
There's so much cash on the sideline that what people do for the next few months is going to determine whether this little flickering flame takes off or is snuffed out, because it has so much to do with forecasts about the future. When we're this uncertain about the future, people park their cash somewhere safe and wait.
And there's enough extra cash on the sidelines that we could make a dent into the unemployment number if they would invest it in new hiring.
We could get to 4 or 5% growth. The reason is inventories are down, parts are down for automobile manufacturers. Almost all kinds of manufacturing has low inventories and low inventories of parts. So if there's any sense of optimism, it really would take off like wildfire. This is my fourth metaphor, I think.
It is, maybe sixth or seventh. But okay, so
Mike, is this a wake up call then to the U.S. economy?
Yeah.
To use another metaphor, cliche.
The wake-up call has been happening for a long time. The fact that our growth is stuck, basically in neutral, I don't think that the members of Congress think that the debt is as big a deal as people in the country do or investors do. If we can get that problem solved, then people can start to invest in something else. Right now, all they're doing is investing in U.S. Treasuries.
They're going to learn some economics in the next few days.
I hope so.
Mike Munger can teach you that economics. He's a professor of political science and econ at Duke University. Mike, thanks as always.
A pleasure.